Welcome to the Avalanche Basin podcast series. The Avalanche Basin in Glacier National Park is a treasure trove of sights, sounds, and smells. The sculpting work of ice and water and the basin's wet climate have, over thousands of years, created a biologically rich environment that is unique within the park. To truly tell the rich story of life in the Avalanche Basin and to understand its complexities, the Crown of the Continent Research Learning Center partnered with graduate students from the University of Montana to create podcasts on various aspects of the basin. From geology to wildlife, each podcast has a different focus, but all give insight to the feelings this special place evokes. Listen to each segment in our series to learn, explore, and experience what makes this area such an extraordinary place. It has been one of the snowiest winters in recent history. The Going to the Sun Road, along which I am to ski, is covered with many feet of snow. There is no evidence that there is a road beneath the drifts. I remember 8 months ago when my family came to visit in early June and we headed up to Glacier. By then, the road was plowed up to the Avalanche Lake Trail, where the gates were closed. The parking lot was full of cars, and I looked at the crowds with dismay. I figured there would be little chance of seeing any wildlife with so many people on the trail. My family and I wandered through the Trail of the Cedars, dwarfed by those massive western red cedars, then trekked along the Avalanche Lake Trail along with a stream of other visitors. We welcomed the mostly gentle incline, the lush green plants, the well-cared-for path. I heard a loud bird call, which sounded like a gym whistle, somewhere distant in the trees. When I asked a bird-loving friend about the sound later, he told me I'd heard a varied thrush. The trail curved alongside Avalanche Creek, which had carved deep channels into the rock. We watched the water mist and blue as it ran swiftly past. I saw a small gray-brown bird perch on a rock midstream. It dove under the water, slipping in without a ripple, then emerged downstream where the current took it. It shook off its feathers, hopped about, then plunged under again. An American dipper, or water ouzel, as it's also commonly called, has several unique adaptations which allow for its aquatic sublife. First, a second see-through eyelid, called a nictitating membrane, which acts as swimming goggles, allowing for underwater vision, and second, scales, which close across its nostrils. Dippers also produce extra oil to insulate them during their underwater forays in cold mountain streams. Huge boulders sat beside the path, moss-covered, like sleeping giants. My family had heard that the trail was closed just last week because a mama grizzly and her two cubs were in the area. This was thrilling to us, so we made sure to project our voices on the rare stretches of path where we were the sole hikers. The trail opened up and we could see across the creek, through the trees to the cliffs. A group of hikers were paused, staring at something on the rock face. A woman loaned us her binoculars, and we swept the cracked and striated cliff face and found bighorn sheep. They clambered along what seemed like sheer vertical walls to us from our perspective below. I sketched a picture of Avalanche Lake into my journal as we sat eating lunch. It depicted a rich blue lake rimmed by a circle of cliffs, down which streamed three thick waterfalls. The white thread of waterfalls didn't seem to move from a distance. Old snow crusted the lake edges. We saw several birds flit in the trees behind us, bright blue with dark crested heads, Steller's jays. Teeny chipmunks swarmed about, lunching at tourists' feet. One actually skittered across my feet as it nabbed a piece of chocolate a tourist threw to it. Another tried to climb into my backpack, where I had a sandwich. Birds and ducks, rock-climbing sheep, the alluring possibility of bears, and chipmunks. A surprisingly rich wildlife experience for such a well-traveled trail. In the winter, the place is quiet, insulated by the thick snowpack. I wonder where the birds are today, what warm climes they migrate to. The cedars tower above us as we slip out of our skis after our 6-mile trek, exhausted and ready for some well-deserved lunch. We are silent beneath the cedars. Cloud vapor obscures the mountains above us, then moves on. I hear moving water and wonder if the dippers are there, just around the curve of the creek. What else is there, unseen?
Funding for this project was provided by the Glacier National Park Fund.